Recording.
3:48 PM. Three notifications. Mail. 6 minutes ago. Instacart. $5 off restaurant delivery. Spend on groceries. Earned more restaurants. Here's a little step-by-step guide for $5 off.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Aaron.
What's up, bro?
Yo, bro.
So you got a fish on the door.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't
know. Yeah.
He's in my room.
Where should I sit?
Right here, I guess. Where,
yeah, the
where
chair's you sitting? Right there. You probably don't want to sit there. You can sit there.
Where were you sitting?
I'm about to leave. Right. So you did it.
Is that your desk all set up, dog?
Yep.
Yeah. It's good, though.
Yeah.
What's up with the slippers?
I don't know.
You gonna wear them?
Yeah.
What are you gonna do tonight?
I don't know.
A party?
Yeah. Are you going to that church thing tonight?
What church thing?
The, you didn't get the message at the on the group?
It's for tomorrow. Pickleball, right?
No, the other message.
Wow.
Okay. See you.
See ya.
Good seeing you again. See you tomorrow.
All right.
Be good. Be good. Oh, we got to come up with a handshake. I'm going to make up one.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
I got you. Tomorrow.
Got it.
You want anything before I leave?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay. Bye, Mike.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Make sure you lock the door.
I will.
What thing?
The... I forget what it's called. It's like a get-together tonight, like with games and snacks and shit.
What, at church?
Not at church, someone's house.
Oh, really? I don't think I got it.
Her name.
I don't think I got it. So what's new?
Not much.
What have you been up to?
Just chilling.
Yeah?
Yep.
What'd you need today?
Went to Philly.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
Did what?
We went to the food pantry in Philly. Get food.
What'd you get?
Hamburger buns, tasty cakes.
What'd you get?
I don't know where tasty cakes are at.
They're mine now.
I thought you were trying to lose weight.
I'm kidding.
You can have them if you want.
See what you got in the fridge. Got some water, got some Fanta. See what else you got. Steal all your food. Here's some hamburger buns.
Yeah.
Got some white bread.
Yeah.
Got some fruit mix. Got a lot of. Dang, got a lot of. What is it, pork and beans? You're about to eat them all right now.
No. Just put them all in the microwave.
You're about to go to sleep, though.
You are?
Yeah, in your bed.
No! That's my bed.
Mine now.
Okay.
You can't stop me.
I'll sleep on the couch. That's what I do every night, anyways.
What did you plan your computer at all?
Yeah.
Is your shower fixed yet?
Yeah.
Nice.
Alright. Sit down on the couch. Get this. What the frick? I'm trying to get plugged in.
That jump barely moves. What's up with that, bruh?
What?
I can't move this thing out the way because the plug will tear.
Hmm.
Hmm. Well, I have to move it this way. Yeah, move it this way. That's what we'll do. Wait, one, two. That one's a pulling on. Huh?
Not
3:53 p.m. Four notifications. Messages. Now, once you delivered my shift, your charger is in my car.
Here, feel
bring it.
It
up tomorrow morning.
Oh my gosh. This is so big. That's not that big, actually.
Pilgrim's Progress.
Cool.
Never heard of it?
Yeah.
Never read it?
No.
Are you serious?
Never read it.
Dude, it's the most popular book besides the Bible.
Wow.
Let's read.
Let's do it.
It's a story. It's called an allegory.
Okay.
And it's basically about this guy, John Bunyan's life. And he, it's about his Christian walk. It's an allegory means, like, it's not, like, it refers to Christianity. Mm-hmm. And he wrote this story when he was in jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it chapters?
Yeah. It's the best. So we're gonna read it, and you're gonna have to use your imagination.
Okay, got it.
You ready?
Yep.
This first chapter is called Stage One, the City of
Destruction.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Alright. As I walked through the wilderness of this world, I came upon a certain place where there was a den, and I lay down in that place to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. I dreamed, and behold, I saw a man clothed with rags, standing with his face away from his own house, a book in his hand, and a great burden upon his back. I looked and saw him open the book and read from within. As he read, he wept and trembled, and not being able to contain himself any longer, he broke out with a lamentable cry, saying, "What shall I do?"
3:55 p.m.
In this
four
plight,
notifications. Messages.
He went home
2 minutes ago.
And restrained himself as long
your
as possible, so that his wife
morning.
And children would not be aware of his distress. But he could not be silent for long because his trouble had increased. At last, he shared what was on his mind with his wife and children. "Oh, my dear wife," he began, "and you, my children, I, your dear friend, am doomed due to a burden that weighs heavily upon me. Moreover, I am certainly informed that our very own city will be burnt with fire from heaven. In this terrible annihilation, all of us will miserably come to ruin unless some way of escape can be found by which we may be delivered. Though I still cannot see how. At this, his family was alarmed, not because they believed what he had said to them was true, but because they thought that some frenzy or deranged condition had entered his head. As it was drawing towards night, they urged him to go to bed, hoping that sleep might settle his mind. But the night was as troublesome to him as the day. Instead of sleeping, he spent it in sighs and tears. When the morning came, they wanted to know how he was. He told them, worse and worse. He started to talk to them again, but they began to be hardened. They also thought to drive away his affliction by harsh and unfriendly behavior towards him. Sometimes they would mock, sometimes they would chide, and sometimes they would neglect him. So he began to retire to his room, to pray for and pity them, and grieve over his own misery. He would also walk solitarily, that means he would walk alone in the fields, sometimes reading and sometimes praying. So for some days he spent his time in this way. Now one time, I saw when he was walking in the fields, he was reading from his book, as he typically would, and was greatly distressed in his mind. And as he read, he burst out, as he had done before, crying, "What shall I do to be saved?" I also saw that he looked this way and that way, as if he would run. Yet he stood still because, as I concluded, he could not tell which way to go. I looked then and saw a man named Evangelist coming to him and ask, "Why do you cry?" He answered, "Sir, I've come to realize by the book in my hand that I'm condemned to die, and after that to come to judgment. And I find that I'm not willing to do the first, nor able to do the second." Then Evangelist said,
Why are you not willing to die, since this life is accompanied by so many evils? The man answered, because I fear that this burden upon my back will sink me lower than the grave, and I will fall into hell. And sir, if I am not fit to go to prison, I am not fit to go to judgment, and so I will be sentenced to destruction. And the thoughts of these things make me cry. So Evangelist said, if this is your condition, why are you standing still? He answered, because I do not know where to go. Then Evangelist gave him a parchment scroll, and within it it was written, flee from the wrath to come. The man then read it, and looking at Evangelist very carefully, said, to what place must I run? Evangelist replied, pointing with his finger over a vast field, do you see the narrow gate over there? The man said, no. So the other said, do you see the shining light over there? He said, I think I do. Then Evangelist said, keep that light in your eye and go directly up to that place. From there you will see the gate, at which when you knock, you will be told what you should do. So I saw in my dream that the man began to run. Now he had not run far from his own door when his wife and children, realizing what was happening, began to cry after him to return. But the man put his fingers in his ears and ran on crying, life, life, eternal life.
This is a reminder.
Alexa, stop.
So he had not run far from his own door when his wife and children, realizing what had happened, began to cry after him. But the man putting his fingers in his ears and ran on crying, life, life, eternal life. He did not look behind him, but fled towards the middle of the plain. The neighbors also came out to see him run. And as he ran, some mocked him, others threatened him, and some cried after him to return. And among those that
4:00 p.m.
Determined to bring him back by force. The name of one was Obstinate, and the name of the other was Pliable. Now, Obstinate means like stubborn. You know what it means?
Yeah.
How? You just know?
I just know.
Yeah, I didn't really know what that meant. But that the name of this person was Obstinate, which is like stubborn, and I guess it means not someone who won't change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And then Pliable means, I guess, someone that you can change their mind.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two, you gotta think, these are characters, these are people. The one name is Obstinance, and the other name was Pliable. Now by this time, Christians, the man that's running is Christian, right? Christian was a good distance from them, but they were determined to pursue him, which they did. And in a little time, they overtook him. Then Christian said, neighbors, for what reason do you follow me? They said, to persuade you to go back with us. But he said, absolutely not. You also dwell in the city of destruction, the place where I was born. I see it to be so, and dying there, sooner or later, you will sink lower than the grave into a place that burns with fire and brimstone. Be content, good neighbors, and come along with me. What? Said Obstinate, and leave our friends and comforts behind us? Yes, said Christian, for that was his name, because everything you leave behind is not worthy to be compared with a little of that which I am seeking to enjoy. And if you come along with me and keep going that direction, you will share fare as I myself, for there where I go is enough and to spare. Come with me and see what I say is true. Then Obstinance asked, what are the things you seek since you leave all the world to find them? I seek an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and that does not fade away. And that's in the Bible.
Wow.
What's
going
on tonight? I don't
know.
Simon
Diamond. Lion.
There's nothing to do with my house, dude.
Is there anybody at your house?
Garrison's leaving in a couple minutes.
Oh.
Simon Diamond.
Do you like it, or do you want to stop for now, or do you keep reading?
I guess we can stop.
Simon Diamond.
What are you making me for dinner?
What do you want?
Food.
I got hot dogs. I got Sloppy Joe's.
How do you get Sloppy Joe's? Where?
I mean, the hamburger meat and then just put the sauce on.
Really?
Yeah.
Where's the hamburger meat?
In the freezer.
What's the sauce?
It's up in the...
Let me see.
Cabinet, if you want. Yo, make it up.
What do you want?
I just had food.
When?
Before she left.
What was it? Is it called the Man Witch?
Yeah.
Dude.
You're gonna have it.
Thick and chunky, I say. Dude, you know what?
What?
Then you got pork roll sandwiches in this joint from Wawa.
Yep.
So about that?
You can have one.
Why in the freezer though?
Cause?
Why don't you eat them?
I'm gonna eat them tomorrow.
No, I'm gonna eat them all right now. Bye.
No, you're not. You can have whatever.
No.
It's your own too.
I'm gonna wait a little bit. Oh.
Yep.
Sorry.
Yep. Yep.
I know there's something going on. I just forget where it's at.
You forget where it's at?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know it's in the group me.
Oh, are you talking about the group me thing? You're talking about the car show.
Is that today?
Yeah, Aaron said something about a car show.
No, it's something about board games and snacks because,
Not in group me. What are you talking about, Doc? How do we get out of this, John?
What?
It's in group me?
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, I don't have the group me.
It's in the Willow Grove.
It's our home group one or no?
Yeah.
Dude. We're not in here, bro.
What the hell?
The last thing was about, can you pray for my coworker Lena? Something, something, something.
She posted like a couple days ago. I don't know.
And Aaron said, for those who are interested in going to Those Town Car Show this Saturday night, we'll meet up at 7 o'clock. Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
You're talking about the one girl said something about games, but that was a long time ago.
I thought that was tonight.
Hey, Lucia Techman. Hey, I'm having a board game night at my house tonight starting at 7. You want to come? And there's an address there. Yeah, that was on July 12th.
Oh.
It's a long...
Do you
want
to go to the car show?
Well, I texted. I talked to Aaron. She's probably not going. So.
Oh. Yeah, I want to hear all the cars, so... I didn't know.
Simon.
Simon.
Want to
go
say
hi to your mom?
I don't know yet. Let's chill for a little bit.
Okay. Ask about me?
She just kept asking you, like, how's you doing at your apartment?
Huh.
And if you have, you know, everything you need and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Easy.
I mean, one thing I don't have is a mop, but... One thing I don't have...
What? Where'd you get that dolphin?
What dolphin? Fish?
Yeah, it's on the wall.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Was it brought here by someone, or did you get it, or?
I don't remember. I didn't know I had a dolphin on the wall.
You didn't put it there.
No.
And who did?
I don't know.
What do you know?
No, Jesus loves you.
He said, uh-huh.
You going to church tomorrow?
Not Calvary.
What the?
I'm checking on different churches now.
You sure you're okay with them?
Dude, first I got to do a new life.
Oh, that's where my friend goes.
Which one?
His name is Justin.
Justin what?
McKeever.
Which one? There's different ones. There's New Life, there's Dresher, there's
New Life.
Philly.
New Life.
Huh?
New Life?
Yeah, there's New Life Dresher, New Life Glenside, New Life Philly.
You're just the one on Glenside. You're the one on Glenside?
Yeah.
Core 09 PM. Six notifications. Messages.
Yeah.
Now, Eric, I could come tomorrow to deliver the reminder. More periods.
Some boy named Eric said something.
Hmm? Some before 09 PM.
Oh. Said about Sean Kleiner.
78 charged.
Yeah.
78 charged. 78 charged. Amazon Alexa, 9 minutes ago. I'm reminding. Amazon Alexa. A message. 20. Record. Waveform. Stop. Waveform. Stop. Pause. Stop. 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 Stop.